Nurses cannot watch and wait. Build for strikes. Beth Webster, nurse, Cardiff West Socialist Party. Chronic underfunding and staff shortages have brought the NHS to its knees this winter. 40,000 nurse posts are unfilled. Coupled with the 1% pay cap and harshening Tory-imposed austerity, increasing numbers of nurses are using food banks, are even faced with homelessness. On the wards, nurses bear the brunt of the crisis and are unable to give safe care, frequently working 13-hour shifts without breaks. Pressured by nurses' growing anger, the Royal College of Nursing, RCN, issued an indicative ballot for industrial action last year. 78% of respondents were prepared to take strike action. Following a summer of protest headed by RCN members, Chancellor Philip Hammond alluded in the November budget to lifting the pay cap. It was hinted that any pay increases would be linked to productivity, increasing anger among a profession keeping the NHS afloat with unpaid overtime and suffering deteriorating working conditions. As with the police officers and prison guards, pay increases would likely come out of the existing NHS budget and be below inflation, pay cuts in real terms. The RCN has adopted a watch and wait approach until the NHS pay review body reports in the spring. But the members don't have the luxury of watching and waiting. And the public cannot watch and wait while their NHS is privatized and dismantled. Public sector workers can defeat the pay cap. We must pressurize our unions to unite behind a serious strategy for coordinated industrial action. The working class must again lay claim to our health service and fight for it.